This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, and then Grace, welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show.
You.
It's Health the Talk. Into Zako, you do a lot of things.
You know, I'm all over the place.
We are multitask.
Gise klasini, ngigwe radio, ngiya producer, indaba. You know,
you are everything. We are multitask. Exactly. Maybe we'll make a great wife for us.
Exactly. Ngisho ukuthi namalobola yanyuka, uyayibona?
Hayi hebani. So alengane sifuna 20k.
Uyayibona?
Ya producer lengane.
Exactly.
Yes, but what are we talking about today?
Because of the period that we're approaching, look to it's exam season for abantu abenza semester things, right? I'm a semester, basically, yes. Onjineli, no ban banyan. It's giving. So, there are tips that we guys can use today. Sengibona ukuthi asicabangele bona, because I see ukuthi mini resume kuyaphithizela kugcwele ama semester. Balalango wani and all of that, you know, the paces and everything. So one thing I can say for y'all guys, Uti, the healthy tips for e-exam stress. You can guys plan ahead, because the thing you notice is that people like to Uti a procrastinate ezofunda the day before the exam, which is not good, you know. Planning ahead creates like a realistic study, you create a realistic study schedule. Also, you break lama topic lama cool into smaller pieces and manageable chunks. Because vele, they do a lot of modules, right? So that helps them ukuthi afunde kahle in small chunks, and in terms of understandability, kulula for bone, you know? Prioritize ama topics that they are weaker in. They can also use, there's a lot of active study techniques. You can go to TikTok, Instagram. There are techniques, akona, that teach you how to study and all of that. You can also, for me now, I have anxiety, right?
You need help.
Give me anxiety.
From what?
Yeah, man, it's a lot. A lot is going on. You know, the pressure, overwhelmed by the surroundings, everything, being in a new province, a boy, local, I'm still trying to fit in.
When did you get here?
Last year.
Ow.
Oh, you're a newbie.
Yes, I'm still trying to adjust to everything.
So, like, KZN is a country, okay?
You know? But, yeah, you know, there are ways in which you can manage your anxiety that have worked for me, and I feel like could work for you. And I got this from a student counseling. Student counseling is the best, guys. As a person who is a peer educator, not a helper, when I I got reference to a hamba or referral to a hambuye student counseling, I got there and they actually helped me out.
Yes, they are there to help.
What you can do is kune breathing exercise ektiwa E444, right? You inhale four times, you hold four times, and exhale four times.
So you inhale and count to four.
It's up to you. I feel like the duration is up to you, because me now, I don't do the four thingies, right? I inhale according to the duration that is fit for me. Pela ma lungs are
fine.
And also, connect to a positive self-talk. Yeah, but talking
motivate
to yourself.
Exactly.
Self-love type of vibes. You know, you need to love yourself. Exactly. Learn to love yourself enough. Ukuthi ungazofuni external validation. Ukuthi manje usuyatshela ukuthi awena uy student. Hayi, cha, sitshele wena. Ngisho noma uthole u 50. Phela u 51 like hayi u distinction ka engineering. You know? So, talk to yourself, validate yourself, and all those type of things. And one thing we don't notice, ukulala. I'm a person who has inkinga in terms of the sleep schedule. I sleep 2 hours.
Simosheka some way. Where you decided, I'm not sleeping. And
Simosheka la. It's the TikToks. Oh. But the approximate time that you should sleep is your 7 hours.
Eight hours.
Maximum, right?
Eight is the maximum.
We don't follow rules as people, because we're supposed to drink like eight glasses a day, but
thank
we don't.
You, we don't. Yeah, but
I do though.
How?
But yeah, I do. I think I drink more than 2 liters a day.
but I don't even drink a glass.
For me, it's too much.
Yeah,
it's
glasses.
I feel like according to dehydration, mm-hmm. dehydrated, then that's the end of it. You get it. And then in terms of health nutrition, and it's in a lucky like we have like a chef. Healthy stuff, you know, at an affordable thingy budget because
as a student,
student friendly.
In Dotla is not in Dotla ring. Exactly. We need to stay hydrated, drink water, limit caffeine and energy drinks, guys. That is not healthy for you because without an energy drink, you cannot start. Do this, you know. Take breaks.
And I know someone who does that. She works here. I'm going to buy a certain energy drink,
you know?
and a blue.
It's not healthy.
But yeah, it's not healthy every
day. It's not healthy, guys. You know, take breaks in between. For me, there's a law. It's a Pomodoro break thingy technique with 25 minutes of study, then 5 minutes break. You can either do that usuglonke or just break it into maybe like a study session, let's say 3 hours. Use that 25 minutes of study, 5 minutes of break. That helps you rejuvenate in terms of being energetic and staying in balance when you're studying, right?
That could actually work. I would try that if I was still a student. Hello, Manje. I would try that.
You know? Leonage, I need your input because when you have experienced this part of things, you know, when they say handling psychological and mental health issues, the clinic type of questions and anything information related, you can get our peer educators. They have these little badges. They walk around campus. If you need information about clinic, you can't stand in the line. Go to one of them. They're very confidential. Trust me. I'm telling you, see, I fundisi confidentiality. You can trust in them, confide in them. Find the one that you feel like you can trust. Backseize with anything clinic related. I keep getting these questions. Clinic igupi. When you enter the main gate, on your left. Yesha, on your left. And then there's a little curve just before you go straight. And then when you go on your right, curve right,
But people set themselves for failure. You didn't attend the orientation. Because if you attended the orientation...
Okay, but I feel like it's a privilege. I never got the privilege to attend the orientation.
Why?
I live in, you know, Egudeni.
You were not here during orientation.
I was not here. So I got lost the first few weeks. I think the first 2 weeks I got lost in uni. And then I kind of settled in Yabo. So I am a privilege.
But I can say I'm not from I was part of the group last year. And I was part of the group this year. We did take our students around campus everywhere. Even in not campus, we did.
At least you're striving for success. Pelatina, we never got the privilege.
But yeah, you know, man. Just as all of these places.
Exactly. Yeah. So in terms of health-related issues... We have AMA Services, a student counseling, where I feel like our brother in Velocity will give us the email.
Yes, they deal with psychological, I think mostly psychological because they are counselors, psychological counselors. They help you. They deal with a lot of problems, actually. I want to be able to say, if we say, even if we a relationship, because I want to, they think it's wrong to date.
Exactly.
But they actually help you if you have a problem in your relationship. And if it's not as interesting as Pazamiso when we are studying, Kunalento, where rooms as a keep and lean because he wants to have fun. Because they want to have fun. So by keep and lean, you can report that thing to our peer helpers. And if it's distracting, maybe unenkinga ekhaya, even back home, maybe to your phone, they keep on asking, hey, mntanami, cela usendele noma u1k leyo NSFAS wakho, and that thing is messing with you mentally and you cannot even study. You can go kuyeka student counseling. They deal with a lot of issues. But ke email yabo, it's at studentcounseling@mut.ac.za. And one mistake that people normally do, I don't know, maybe if it's autocorrect, but they usually type 1L counseling. Counseling with double L, we send a konang, and then they will respond. But when you're sending an email, you just have to write your student number and write maybe department. You don't have to say, you can inkinga yakho, you will discuss it uma sufika lapha. But if your problem is urgent, maybe you're having suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, do mention ukuthi it's an urgent matter.
Yeah, you don't even have to write an email if it's an emergency. You can just go straight to them, because manje
ngekulande student center level 1.
Yes. Ayona go bathola kuyona leyo. Anything that has to do with your mental health yakho bayakwazi ukuthi bakusize, and then your health crazy bakhona ngale clinic.
Yes, I feel okay to close it off. We have ama golden rules to get through the day. The first one, there are 5 golden rules that you need to I'm not going to say it's obligations, but you can use them just to get through the day. Because I know the day can be too much. Your Mondays, you know, starting off tame, and then Tuesday, you know, and then your Thursday. So you're getting excited, you know. So the golden rules are, the first one, you move your body. Move your body. 20 to 30 minutes of light exercises.
And today, you must move. Exactly. It's National Dance Day today.
Exactly.
It's National Dance Day, so you must move.
You know? So it's 20 to 30 minutes of like exercises like walking, your yoga, and dancing.
Yeah.
And then the second one is to eat real food. Because I know, we like a makwinya.
Specification.
That's real food.
I know we like a makwinya, but we must focus on colorful fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, and lean proteins. Connect with others is the third golden rule. I know, like me, during anxiety, I'm a person who also has social anxiety.
Why? Grace with social anxiety.
And exactly. I feel like Grace is bubblier than me.
Even if it's for like 5 minutes, you know, connect talk to somebody, people. You know, it boosts your mood in a way. Even if you're down, just talk to somebody.
Especially if you're around here, I think we're village, you don't say no,
Grace.
Exactly.
You know, I'm loving like that.
Yes, they will talk. They will talk.
And then the fourth one is to rest your mind. You can either do meditation, your hobbies. Others even do prayer sessions or like simply like keeping quiet, reading books, you know. That also helps. It resets your mind from all the overwhelmed feelings and everything and everything. Also learn to set boundaries. That is the fifth and final one. So I say no to extra commitments if you're feeling stretched thin. Learn to say no.
It reminds me of a breakaway letter. It's a decision.
With Nkosko, Nkuluma
Wagutsi, Abantu Bam Trainer. He feels like he's giving more and they are giving less.
No,
and to say
guys.
No, I can't.
It's not that bad.
It's too much. But yes, thank you very much, Grace. We're wrapping up your night health talk. We're actually exactly at 12 p.m. right here on
this is an MUT Radio podcast. Come be